brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Coming up in the next hour, we have Jonathan Mosley coming on with us. He wrote 911 Bush Bashers. And I want to read part of this article before he gets on with us later in this hour. He calls us profane. He says we're profaning the memory of 3,000 victims. He basically claims that Professor Jones is a wild-eyed revolutionary calling for violent overthrow of the U.S. government. I've seen the tape over and over again. It's not on there. It's not true. Jones is real mad right now about this. And so I'm trying to figure, but I talked to Jonathan Mosley. He sounds like a nice fella. I just don't know. Maybe he's getting it mixed up with me or something. I do say that this may come to blows. I mean, they're already attacking us. We're laying there like jellyfish taking it. But I'm just trying to figure out. Fantastic. What did you just say, Kevin? Okay, well, we'll get him on five after. And then there's Professor Dr. Jerome Corsi, who was scheduled for the show today and then said an emergency would come up. And now he is coming on. So I told you we'd have open phones this hour, but I'm told Corsi can only come on for 30 minutes, so we'll take calls immediately when we hit the bottom of the hour to get into the American Union, which is a very important subject. And there have been a bunch of new breaking developments concerning my prediction of a government-sponsored terror attack by late October. Some new developments there I want to get into. And again, you guys and gals out there are really getting the word out on this. I can only commend you. But without spending too much time on it, I want to get into it more later in this hour when, of course, he leaves us. This is the key. The criminals running the world are totally ruthless, and they need disasters. They need bird flus. They need smallpox. They need the threat of terrorism naturally occurring or orchestrated by some group as a pretext to get us to give up all of our liberties and go under total micromanagement. And I got a bunch of articles out in the last week about how the bird flu is still going to get us. It was supposed to kill us this winter. We're now coming to the end of the summer. Now it's going to kill us. Now they've started to hype up again. It's going to kill us this winter. Top scientists, the heads of major governments, you know, the head biologist in Spain is saying it's a fraud. That doesn't seem to matter. You know, Tamiflu has made a couple billion off of it. Well, excuse me, 6 billion now. Rumsfeld, something like 100 million himself. That was last year. I'm told it's more now. But so all of this is going on, and we have the mainstream news articles. We have the internal documents we posted out of Pennsylvania, where in 13,000-plus counties, major preachers and pastors and priests have been recruited to tell their members, their parishioners, to turn their guns in, to take injections, to let their families be broken up. This is all in the documents. Remember, we major national news we made a few months ago with this, and some of the preachers did the rounds out there. And then FEMA had to admit, yeah, we're training preachers to, quote, help us pacify the public. Well, I've also read little blurbs about how the government and the Associated Press was reporting were recruiting morticians and recruiting funeral homes to mass cremate and store all the dead bodies, and they told them that upwards of 150 million Americans will probably die. For those that just joined us and or went to public school like myself, that is half the population of the United States, okay? That's the government saying this will happen, not might. I have mainstream articles saying it will. Well, I happen to have a good family friend who was at a major funeral home Monday. And I have the person's name, all the details, but I'm not at liberty to go into it. Why, I have no idea. The person wasn't hiding it. They were all freaked out. But I'll briefly tell you about it on the other side. Now, again, we already know about this in the mainstream news, just not the full details. Well, they plan to take your dead bodies down, and we'll tell you what they'll do with our dead bodies when we get back. So stay with us.
It's
year after a year in production and traveling to distant lands, my new film Terror Storm is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, the White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
More than 700 chemicals have been found in our drinking water. And did you know that you can have greater exposure to these chemicals by taking hot showers than when you drink the water? That's because many chemicals are inhaled when they evaporate and others are absorbed through the skin. The KDF shower filter is designed to reduce chlorine, lead, mercury, and iron, and it inhibits the growth of bacteria, mold, algae, and fungus in your shower. The media is non-toxic, environmentally sound, and is recyclable. The KDF shower filter will typically last 10,000 gallons or 1 year, whichever comes first. Hospitals, restaurants, and water treatment facilities use this media to reduce chlorine, iron, heavy metals, and bacteria. What about you? Order your KDF shower filter, normally $49, for our special price of only $35, a $14 savings. Call now to order at 1-888-803-4438. Order today and save $14 by calling 1-888-803-4438.
Dry, cracked heels used to be a real problem for me, especially in the summer when I wear sandals. My husband would say, "Your heels are like sandpaper." But then my podiatrist gave me Calex ointment. It's diabetic-friendly and smooths cracked heels and calluses using natural enzymes. Calex never stings or burns and made my heels baby soft. Now they look and feel great. If you have calluses or dry, cracked heels, try Calex ointment. You can find it at Walgreens and Long's in the foot care section.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
I tell you, Jerome Corsi is really an enigma to me, because Dr. Corsi is very intelligent, very informed, does great research on NAFTA, GATT, the American Union, the open borders, the Chinese and others taking over our ports, the Arabs. But then when it gets to the war on terror, he buys into that. But you know what? We're not talking about that today. I'm really honored to have him. We got some conflicts going, but he's going to be with us for a while. I hope to get him up for even longer in the near future. He's done a lot of research on the American Union. He did a FOIA request. He's gotten some of what he wanted, didn't get some of it. But he's been breaking some really big stories at WorldNet Daily and Human Events. We have links to those right now at Infowars.com. And so we're honored to have him with us, and we're glad he's fighting this key issue. And he's about to come to Texas and be on the southern border for a month, and I may go down there and videotape and cover some of what he's doing. I've been invited 100 times by the Minutemen to go down there. I've just never had the time, but I may do it because I want to interview Corsi about the American Union for a TV show I'm doing here locally. But Dr. Corsi, thanks for coming on with us.
Oh, it's a great pleasure, Alex. And come on down to the border. I'd love to work with you on a TV show that you're doing, and we'd love to have you, the Minutemen, down at the border.
Well, I keep meaning to do it. I just know how upset I'll be seeing all those illegals pouring across. But hell, I'm here in Austin, Texas, which might as well be the border.
We're bringing the Trans-Texas Corridor right through your backyard.
It is. Let's behave as if we've got laymen joining us that don't understand the full scope of the American Union. Tell us what it is, what its main tenets are, how far ahead and along it already is, sir.
Well, it started really with the Waco, Texas, in March 23rd, 2005, President Bush signed or agreed to the Security and Prosperity Partnership of North America, the summit meeting with Vincente Fox and with Canada's Prime Minister Paul Martin. And from there, it's just gone to a steady stream of government exercises and efforts to build what looks like it's going to be a North American Union like the European Union. And I've been focusing on this Department of Government, really department or division, SPP.gov, that's SamPeterPaul.gov, government website, and it documents, Alex, there, as you know, the 20 or so working groups that are actively today creating trilateral memorandums of understanding, a whole new network structure of North American, treaty-type agreements, and everything covering from e-commerce through energy, through environment, travel, trade, you name it. There's a working group right now creating new trilateral mutual understandings and integrating our administrative law with that of Canada and Mexico.
And this is all about regional government. Already the states and then the regions are breaking into their own subgroups where these unelected boards with executive authority literally are superseding local and even federal control of the Congress. And I had you on a few weeks ago on my local show on KLBJ, and since then it's been in the news. Can you tell us more, A, about the Trusted Traveler, which is really the American Union ID card, and then now they have accompanying legislation to actually take tax money of American citizens and build the infrastructure in Mexico. In fact, I've got the bill here in front of me. This is going from bad to worse.
Well, first of all, the Trusted Trader and Trusted Traveler is right out of SPP.gov, and what they're going to do is they're going to have some form of registration system where we'll all be given North American Union, basically, biometric border passes. And if you're a trusted trader, your trucking company or railroad or whatever will be able to cross the border with a Sentry electronic system that'll be like going through an easy pass on a highway. And Mexicans will get them as well as we will in the United States. It'll completely open the border, Alex, because you'll be able to take your biometrics North American border pass card and swipe it just like swiping it through a credit card checkout in a grocery store, and you can walk across the border. And 30 million more illegal Mexicans will all of a sudden be legal because they've got these biometric North American cards.
And I'm looking at a great article you wrote about this, and all your claims you hyperlink to government documents. That's what I like. North American trusted traders begin rolling on NAFTA corridor highways, and this is from Human Events Online. Again, we have a link on Infowars.com to an archive on Human Events, a great website, where you can just see dozens and dozens and dozens of stories written by Dr. Corsi. Again, we run into denial.
Yes.
Now, George Norrie will talk about this with his huge national show, but very few others will. Even Limbaugh doesn't want to go all the way and admit this. Hannity won't. The general public is having trouble believing. I mean, even when Lou Dobbs comes out and says the end of America as we know it, total takeover, still I talk to mainline conservatives. They just go, George Bush wouldn't do that. It's not true. And I go, please look at the evidence, and they're in denial. Are you seeing denial?
Well, yes, Alex. It's why I link so much to the government websites. I mean, every article I've been writing, and if you look at the book, Minutemen, The Battle to Secure America's Borders, we interviewed dozens of government officials and quote them in the book. Now, the denial is that many Americans have come to associate conservatives with Republicans. In other words, they think Republicans are all conservatives. They think George Bush is a conservative. But it hasn't been the case since I was a kid. There always was the Rockefeller wing of the Republican Party, which was the New York millionaires and billionaires and the international business people who wanted only profit and did not care about borders or the sovereignty of the United States. Now, that group is still strong in the Republican Party. And, this idea to open up our borders and to let immigrants pour in here like an invasion is a bipartisan idea. You've got Republicans and Democrats alike cooperating to do it.
And we need to explain, this is hand and glove, horse and carriage. This is in the SPP. This is in the American Union plan. Unlimited flow We're talking about, and this is in the plan, folks, Mexicans running the, quote, port facilities on these major highways. Then U.S. Customs will be down in southern Mexico. Americans and Mexicans will be in Canada. This is the end of all three of our countries. And the new census five-year data just came out, 16% overall increase in legals and illegals, 60%, and you know it's higher than that of New York, are foreigners. In every major U.S. city, the majority is now foreigners. Hell, they're already the majority. This isn't even America. We're already cooked.
Well, that's right, Alex. And this, you know, this whole idea of building this NAFTA superhighway, which is going to start in Texas next year, this Trans-Texas Corridor, four football fields wide of highway, train lines, you know, the pipes for natural gas pipelines and oil, going to be built parallel to Interstate 35, right up from Laredo, Texas, right through Austin, through Dallas, up to the border, heading towards Oklahoma City. Got trade groups like NASCO, N-A-S-C-O, look at NASCOcorridor.com, all one word. These state organizations, Kansas City Smart Ports, and put a Mexican port in the Kansas City Inland Port. I mean, first of all, what's Kansas City doing with an inland port? I was through Kansas City yesterday. They've got Mexico City Avenue right there by their airport, the largest avenue going out of the airport. What's Mexico City Avenue?
It's already set up, and then it bypasses the unions, everybody. This is globalism, where they literally carve up the infrastructure and hand it off to different foreign companies and countries. It's like most of the major highways in Texas will openly be run by Spanish-owned Centra that's Spanish government-backed. I mean, we have foreign governments basically buying off our politicians and grabbing our roads, and they're going to slap unbelievable taxes on these roads.
Well, that's right, Alex. You know, the people who are going to vote in Texas for Governor Perry, if he wins, they're going to be surprised when he turns back around and he starts issuing eminent domain seizures of their homes.
By the way, that's already happening in East and South Texas. They're already telling ranches 2 miles off the road, we're taking your land, and people aren't getting fair value for it.
Well, that's right, and they're not going to have any say about it. It's, we're taking your land, not whether you like it. Even these meetings that are being held in Texas, these hearings that the Texas Department of Transportation are holding, they're not about whether or not the road's going to be built. They're just to show everybody the route is coming through. The question's off the table. The road's going to be built. It's actually been
started. And by
the way,
I talked to a bunch of people that were there. The well-known musician Jimmy Vaughn went and literally screamed at them and asked how they sleep at night. No one at any of these meetings, literally, you can have 2,000 people at these things, and no one is for it, except maybe a TxDOT employee, and at the end they just say, we don't care, it goes forward.
That's right. They're ignoring the people. It's like what President Bush is doing. The American people want the border secured. President Bush couldn't care less. He's already agreed to erase the border. And the frightening part about this is when this NAFTA superhighway connects in Mexico, it's going to connect down to ports like Lázaro Cárdenas. These ports are operated by the communist Chinese. Hutchinson, Whampoa.
All of the major ports at Corpus Christi, which is giant, it's almost bigger than the Houston ports, are going to be Chinese run. That was in the Corpus Christi Caller Times.
Well, that's new to me, but I know for sure in Mexico. And these Mexican ports.
Oh, no. Now China's getting the Texas ports. Oh, yeah.
Oh, it's unbelievable. Well, it's all been by the same guy, this Robert Pastor, who is an American university. He's been the father of this North American Union. He wrote the Council on Foreign Relations report, Building a North American Community. That report bragged it was the plan behind the Security and Prosperity Partnership of North America. And Robert Pastor is the same guy who, under Jimmy Carter, in the National Security Council, and he gave away Panama Canal back to Panama, and both ends of the Panama Canal.
And that was the trilateralist David Rockefeller's as a big name,
right.
Brzezinski then.
That's right, and that's exactly right. And both ends of the Panama Canal are operated also by Hutchinson Whampoa. Now, I'm going to start writing, and I'll start it next week, some more articles on China and documenting these slave goods that are being produced and brought up this highway.
Well, this is the end of our country. One more segment with Jerome Corsi. I want to hear about solutions. How do we shoot this down? Because they can't pass legislation to get it, so they're just ordering the different executive branches, the bureaucracies, to implement, and it's happening. The American Union is here. Jerome Corsi is our guest.
David J. Smith for Newswatch Magazine. Did you know that a semi-secret organization called the Council on Foreign Relations was founded in 1921 by Marxist Colonel Edward Mandel House, who was the personal advisor to President Woodrow Wilson? Its objective was to capture the foreign policy section of the State Department to help direct U.S. influence in the overthrow of targeted nations for communism. They were successful in the overthrow of Cuba and the Union of South Africa and many others. They control foreign policy in America this very moment in time. We'd like to help you understand how these things are coming to pass and how they'll affect you by offering you an absolutely free one-year subscription to Newswatch Magazine. Just call our toll-free number, 1-800-516-8736. That's 1-800-516-8736. Operators are standing by to receive your call.
The United States seems to be celebrating over its triumph of reducing government debt. But the truth be told, public and private debt increased to a record high in 1999, reaching a peak of $14.8 trillion, marking 10.57% annual increase, outpacing its previous 10 years. The U.S. economy receives its currency by taking on debt through a private banking institution called the Federal Reserve System. In the year 2000, debt growth collapsed to only 4.5%. It's bad enough that the U.S. citizens is bound by debt in order to have commerce. However, shocking the economy with a reduction of this magnitude could wipe out years of growth in a stock portfolio. Before you make your next investment decision, get the cold hard facts. Call 1-800-686-2237 for your free report on the outstanding level of public and private debt. You must understand how recession and depression are driven by outstanding debt. Call 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Hello, folks. This is Alex Jones introducing you to the incredible Berkey Solar Charger, your source for free solar electricity. This portable system is the size of a book when folded and small enough to fit into a briefcase, handbag, or glove compartment. The Berkey Solar Charger has been designed to power the Berkey Lights LED lamps as well as other applications such as mobile phones, radios, digital cameras, and PDAs when electricity is not available. Its multi-voltage capabilities, multiple adapters, and rechargeable batteries provide for a flexible source of auxiliary backup power. Simply place the Berkey Solar Charger in the sun, plug in your application, and you have power. Disconnect your application, the system automatically begins charging its own rechargeable batteries. Get the incredible Berkey Solar Charger for only $75 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. And tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438.
By now, it is no surprise that the U.S. ranks 37th in the world in occurrence of chronic illness, according to the World Health Organization. Due to modern farming and food processing practices, our food supply has become nutrition deficient, deficient in nutrients essential to good health. It is time to take back your health. Everyone has the right to good health. Join the self-reliant families, entrepreneurs, and the company pioneering cutting-edge glyconutrient technology. The wellness revolution is projected to be a $1 trillion industry by 2010. We are looking for people who are serious about bettering their lives and the lives of the people they love. Better health is possible. To learn more, go to therighttogoodhealth.com. You have the right to decide what is attainable in your lifetime. You have the right to build a healthy lifestyle that you can share with your friends and family. You have the right to achieve self-reliance and financial independence. And you have the right to good health. Visit therighttogoodhealth.com.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Trade, agriculture, law enforcement, the bureaucracy, taxation. They're just setting it up. Like they set up the Federal Reserve, like they set up all these other bureaucracies. They're just doing it. Jerome Corsi, we're going to get you back up in the next few weeks. You're going to be at the Texas border from September 11th until election time, drawing attention to this. I'm definitely going to come down to Laredo there in the war-torn zone. State Department has stated it's more dangerous than areas of Israel, issuing travel advisories. Be safe. Rocket attacks, machine gunnings, killing police. It is literal hell on earth. We were writing articles 2 years before the mainstream media finally called it a war zone. Maybe down there to interview you. Your new book's out. We'll tell folks about that in a second. And I'm going to carry it. I meant to. I'm just going to call your publisher. But right now, in the last few minutes we've got left, what are solutions? How do we stop this American Union if they don't care if there's not a law? They're just doing it.
Well, I think, first of all, people have really got to get their minds around that it's happening. Because, you know, the government will deny it. Tony Snow came out and said, oh, no, we're not creating a North American Union. Well, fine, then close down SPP.gov. Because SPP.gov is creating a North American Union by regulations below the radar.
They're building the roads.
They're building the roads. The roads are coming through. The Chinese are operating the ports. You know, there'll be Chinese warships coming up the Mississippi before George Bush will admit what he's doing.
Folks, this isn't a joke. See, Jerome didn't even know about it. There's lots of stuff that he talks about I don't know about. There's so much studying this every day. It's so bad that he didn't even know it was in the Corpus Christi paper that the communist Chinese are taking over the major ports there.
No, that's news to me. It's, the thing is, Alex, there's so many people working on this. You've got, and within our federal government, the papers I've already gotten from SPP.gov, there's, you know, 10 or 12 different agencies of the federal government participating on these working groups, and they're just by fiat creating new memorandums, trilateral memorandums of understanding. They're not submitting them as treaties to Congress, but our laws are being rewritten by the executive branch. It's virtually a coup going on within the administration, within the executive branch of the Bush administration. That's what's happening, and they'll deny it until it's already a fait accompli. That's the problem.
Well, I mean, every
people
day...
People have got to speak up. People have got to get involved and speak up. I mean, you know, voting against Governor Perry, it's going to be, to me, astonishing if Governor Perry wins re-election in Texas with the invasion that's going on in Texas. He's doing nothing to stop it. With building the Trans-Texas Corridor, which is already going in place, people are going to get... A million people in Texas are going to be evicted.
Well, you know what's going to happen. Kinky Friedman is going to take votes away from any Democrat. And at the same time, then, you got Rylander, who's going to take a bunch of votes away from the other candidates. It's designed to make Perry win.
I'm afraid you're right. And, you know, again, the Republicans and the Democrats are both in on this together. Everybody's getting paid. I've written articles on WorldNetDaily.com tracing the money, looking at all the money Governor Perry's campaign's gotten from the Spanish company that's financing this Trans-Texas Corridor, and the Texas company that's going to do the building.
Well, the head of Perry's Border Affairs Group is a Mexican citizen, a registered lobbyist of Mexico.
Well, that's right. And, you know, they'll all deny it. The Kansas City Smart Port was saying, oh, no, this will be, you know, the Mexican Customs Office will be still Kansas City soil. Well, then we had to get their internal emails. Their internal emails show that they have not even yet gotten the approval of the State Department. It might take a treaty to get this customs, Mexican Customs Office in Kansas City. It's almost assuredly going to be Mexican sovereign soil in Kansas City. But they lie to the people, even though their internal emails show that they are lying. They don't feel any compunction to come forth and tell the truth about what they're doing. That's what shocks me.
A final question. How is your FOIA request going to get these documents?
We got the first 300 pages, and the attorney talked to to Linda Bell, who's doing the FOIA request in the Department of Commerce. They say more is forthcoming. So I'm just expecting they may slow play it a while, but I expect to get more documents. And what I've gotten right now, Alex, the United States of America is just out of these, erased out. Everything is North American this, North American that, North American everything.
Well, you got the documents where Texas companies are being given their new North American Union code.
I've got them right in my file here where you've got a Texas corporation, you've got to apply, get your North American business classification code. You can't use the old one supplied by the Texas Department of Commerce or the U.S. Department of Commerce. They're no good. You've got to get a North American one. It's going to be harmonized with Canada and Mexico.
Well, Mr. Corsi,
be a North American Union.
Dr. Corsi, we've got to get you back up for a full hour in the near future. I know you're beating yourself to death, fighting us, running all over the country, but I think the good news is we've gone from nobody knowing about this to now, I'd say, a lot of folks waking up.
I think you're right, Alex, and we're just going to continue. I intend to keep writing.
Tell us real fast the name of the new book.
Minutemen, The Battle to Secure America's Borders, and I'm co-authored with Jim Gilchrist of the Minutemen Project.
I haven't read it yet, but I hear it's powerful. I'm going to definitely read it and then carry it. Take care, Dr. Corsi.
Thank you very much, Alex.
We'll see you. All right, we'll be right back.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Did you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonance. If the resonant frequency force making the glass vibrate is big enough, the size of the vibration will become so large that the glass shatters. Using a similar principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. Now available is the 2006 BioSolutions Plus. The BioSolutions Plus is the easiest to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Simple step-by-step instructions using pictures are easy to follow. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625.
Nuclear reactors provide economical energy, but would you be prepared during an accident? During nuclear disasters, great amounts of radioactive iodine are released into the atmosphere, which are then readily absorbed into the body. Medical Corps' potassium iodate gives you virtually complete protection from the most feared consequence of a nuclear accident, radioactive poisoning. Potassium iodate can protect against radioactive poisoning by filling the thyroid with good iodine. This shields the thyroid and prevents it from absorbing the harmful radioactive iodine. Potassium iodate is better than the iodide form because it is not as likely to cause upset stomachs in children, the elderly, the sick, and pets. Order the official potassium iodate for only $24 and save $5 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Call now and get free shipping. That's 888-803-4438.
This is Jack Blood with the Genesis Radio Network. I have an urgent message for all of our listeners. The mass media keeps telling us that we are the richest, most powerful economy in the world, quote unquote. If this is true, why can't we pay our bills? Why is the United States the world's largest debtor nation? The truth is that we are in the worst debt bubble in our nation's history. When the bubble bursts, will you be able to feed your family? When the inevitable crash occurs, will you be ready? Call Whitehurst International at 1-888-892-6238. That's 1-888-892-6238 for the following two free reports. U.S. debt bubble, red alert, and real estate crash. Call 888-8-XANADU. That's 888-8-XANADU and ask for George.
We're going to take some calls now. Toll free number to join us, 1-800-259-9231, 800-259-9231. And then I'm going to get back into more details on how, when the bird flu is sure to hit us, the feds say, I'm not saying that it may kill half the population or more, and that all the major ice skating rinks are designated for the dead bodies. And the one of the heads of the biggest funeral home here in Austin, nationwide, it's one of the biggest, they went to the big seminar, and they told them all that everybody's going to be dying, and martial law is going to come in, and the funeral homes will be needed to take all the dead bodies down, and they'll be kept at the North Cross Mall there on the ice. I mean, just give me a break. Another one of these hoaxes. And don't worry, this is all a drill for martial law, drill for federalization with the locals. It's all part of the fear, and one day the feds will release something like this. They're busy killing all their top microbiologists for some reason, so there won't be a trail when they drop it on us. It is their religion to kill the majority of us. You can go read their own CIA docs on that and a lot of others. This is their plan. And they want to have a police state so they can orderly do this to us. But right now, Tony in Toronto. Tony, go ahead.
Hi, Alex. How you doing?
Good, sir.
Good. Yeah, just talking to you, touch base on that police brutality thing. Really, this is nothing new. I mean, up here in Canada, in Toronto, I think it was before 9/11, we had the head of the police services or union just openly threatening the commissioners here in Toronto. You know, just, you know, right out in front.
Oh, yeah. It's just, when a country goes bad, when a society goes bad, the police in Rome, Roman police captains, Roman generals, would there'd be new Caesars every month. They were just taking over. And the head of the Praetorian Guard would normally then be the next Caesar. And so, yeah, they just tell the police what to do. The good police get kicked out. They tell the cities what to do. And now they shotgun women in the face.
Yeah.
And just laugh about it.
Yeah, I was the one who called in yesterday about that, the other day, about the rubber bullet thing.
Yep.
You know, just sort of laughing around. It's a big joke, you know, all this sort of thing. But, you know, people need to realize that there's a real fine line between, you know, when you give someone a badge, between a cop and a criminal, really.
Well, that's it. Thanks for the call.
Okay.
That's exactly what we're talking about here. The disconnect. You see, psychopaths, sociopaths, criminals, hardcore criminals are normally sociopaths, and they may break completely into total, you know, psychopath behavior, psychotic break. They don't feel bad. They see there's no empathy. Oh, there's peaceful protesters standing there. We'll just start shooting them with rubber bullets and dowels for fun. Oh, look. I mean, on this video, there's like people's eyes with blood pouring out of them. And the cops are laughing. And people go, why? Why are you doing this? F you. Go ahead and put it on the internet. And see, empathy is what you have in aggressive mammals. It's so we don't tear our own pack members to pieces because we are aggressive. It actually dominant aggressive males have more empathy than even most females. But weak, childlike, arrested development, the equivalent of being, you know, 11-year-old, zit-faced, you know, just trying to feel aggressive, that's the mentality of these weak little, I see a lot of these cops, these black uniforms, they kind of waddle around with their knees pointing in. They're real feminine. They're a little dark. And they need those Darth Vader outfits to and all that junk they wear to feel powerful. These are not men. A man wants to fight other big men. A warrior wants to fight men, wants to fight strong enemies. A warrior doesn't see a bunch of cowering hippies and start shotgunning them with rubber bullets and blowing their eyeballs out. We went and pulled the article and the photo of the little girl in the pool of blood. Student killed during post-game celebration. Woman hit by projectile fired by officer. Police take full responsibility, but no one went to jail. A 21-year-old college student died Thursday of a head injury after a clash between police and a crowd of Red Sox fans who poured into the streets outside Fenway Park. Now, this is the original article. It came out then that no one was doing anything. They were coming out of the bars that closed at 2. I guess they closed same time in Boston as they do in Austin. And she just came out, and she was walking away. And there's the photo that was taken by a news helicopter of a half a second before he fires. And there she is turning with her boyfriend, and there's the cop out of the line, up close, about 20 feet away, shot her right in the eye, pushed her eye right back in her brain. The bone behind the eye is thinner than a Lay's potato chip. It is paper thin. And people are, in a lot of these events, people are getting brain damage, they're going into comas. Because if a rubber bullet hits you in the eye, it pushes the eyeball, poop, back in, and then it breaks that bone, and bleeding then just starts pouring, and that blood starts pouring into the brain. And you get a subdermal, or termal, how do you say it, hematoma, that bleeding underneath the skull, pushing the little brain up against the skull, crushing it as ounces and ounces of blood pour in. And what do these stupid meatballs do? In fact, there was laughing in Boston. At first, the cops ran over, started beating up her boyfriend, you know, because she hit the ground, and they all just started walking over, because that's, we're men. See, they want confrontations. They want confrontations in the screening at the airport. They want confrontations on the street. They want to let them know that we're the people that run things here. bleh, bleh. I remember doing a lot of stories on that, and so they just kind of walked over. Her boyfriend was trying to fight. Help her, she's down. There was a pool of blood. You can look at the photos. We're posting them right now, reposting them. There she's in that pool of blood, and they're just, get back, and they're just walking over. Ah, and they just start firing. Boom, 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 boom. And so she died right there. She bled to death right there. It took a while to get any aid to her, but I talked to eyewitnesses. We even talked to her boyfriend, who we can never get on the air, about it. He was too distraught, but just about all the cops were just laughing and having a good time. And, yeah, why don't you do this, Scott? Why don't you cue that clip we played from Miami 7 days ago? Why don't you cue that back up to the cops in the little celebration? Can you... Okay, go ahead and roll it. Now, this is the police in a tent in front of a bank of news cameras bragging about, hey, did you see that woman with the sign up? Yeah, you shot her right in the face. Hey, do I get a piece of her dress? This is the new hunting. These guys don't go kill quail or white-tailed deer. Hey, man, they go out and they blow your little girl's head off, and they laugh about it. See, this is the mentality. Go ahead and roll it.
The good news about being being able to watch you guys live on TV is that lady with the red dress. I don't know who got her, but when
we don't know.
When it went through the sun, it hit her smack dab in the middle of the head. I don't know what's going to happen today, but I'll echo some of the captain's thought. I was with Metro Day before I went to BSL. This is the first time I actually got to come down here and actually be part of a winning team. Usually we got our ass kicked, okay? So yesterday we won. That's something to be proud of. Let's go home undefeated, all right?
Let's go home undefeated. See, it's all, no, this isn't football games that you live your manhood through, okay? This is bleeding women with on the sidewalk. You guys just decided to shoot. By the way, this case started when one of them accidentally pulled the trigger. It's now come out and hits this woman in the back of the leg, and she turns around and said, "You shot me. What is that for?" And they didn't like her talking back, so they just, one of us shot. We better all start. It's like one of these wounded knee massacres or something. And in the future, folks, it isn't going to be rubber bullets. Right now in China, when they're taking people's private property, these little farmers will starve without it. They'll let you starve in China, by the way. It's such a good country. If you don't have, there's no welfare there in the great commie world. And the farmers, real human beings, make Americans look like cowardly pieces of filth, charging Chinese military with machine guns, and they have hoes and axes and rakes. And beating them, too. Because, I mean, you know, the truth is, if you got 5,000 farmers up against 300 police with machine guns, the farmers come running up, and they run the 100 yards. They run the 50 yards with just bullets. Boom, boom, boom. They're just, ah, rah, they get on, just, ah. And the scum in the black uniforms, ah, no, just, ah, savagely crushing their heads in. Oh. And I'm telling the scum that runs this country, your time is coming. I mean, I see those Chinese. I just wish we had Americans like that, just ramming into them, just all that anger, just pouring it into that scum, those big fat parasite beetles in those black uniforms. All right, I need to control myself. I said I'd take calls. Have you seen the different videos online? There's a bunch of them. Where, I mean, just the peasants will, with literal clubs, folks, take on people with machine guns and beat them almost every time. I mean, nothing on earth can stop a mob of people that are in the right, ladies and gentlemen, fighting for their homes. No, instead here, you guarantee they'll just mow crowds down. We'll just beg, help me. Oh, we're land of the coward. Oh, we're the slaves. Oh, black uniform God. Please, oh, don't shoot me in the face. Why did you do it? I'm probably the same way, too. I'd probably go, because I'm such a slave. I mean, I come from the slaves. We are the slaves. I'd probably fall down and go, aah. I mean, I'm not saying I'm anything special. I'm a scumbag. Aah. Imagine what our founding fathers would think of us. and a bunch of goons in black going, yay, we shot a bunch of innocent people, rubber bullets, and they had blood pouring out of their faces. All right. I mean, we're a sick, decadent joke. We really are scum. Look at what our country's turned into. And the government blows up buildings right in front of us and flies planes into them, and the general public's so stupid, not even tuned into reality at such a low level, they don't automatically know it's an inside job. I mean, come on! You go look at the evidence, I mean, just, and I know, just serve the system, police, and just serve it, just fine, fine. The government's not corrupt, your bosses don't deal drugs, there's not $3.5 trillion or whatever missing from the Pentagon, and there's, you know, no-bid contracts are good, and NAFTA highways are good, and 30 million more illegals is good, and thumb scanning to buy and sell is going to be real good, and hell, 35 vaccines mandatory now, they're trying to make them 44. Mercury's good for you, you heard the news. I mean, don't listen to me. Just don't listen to me. Let's go ahead and talk to Jim in Texas. Jim, go ahead.
Hey, Alex. Alex, nice to talk to you again.
Yes,
guess
yes.
What? There is a real choice in November in the election. I'm running for governor as a write-in candidate, and the headless quintuplets that are going to be on the ballot, every one of them is unacceptable, and we all know it. My middle name has been legally changed to Patriot to reflect who I am and what I believe in. It'll be on the ballot, so there can be no confusion whatsoever.
So hold on, Jim Dillon, who I know personally, is running for governor. Your name is no longer Jim Dillon. It is Patriot?
Yes, it is. James Patriot Dillon. In quotation marks, Alex, certified by the court, signed by a judge, on the ballot, listed that way, and there cannot be any confusion.
You're going to be on the gubernatorial ballot in every county.
I will be in my name. James Patriot Dillon, in quotation marks, Patriot, will be posted prominently in bold type in every polling booth in Texas in November. And if the millions of patriots in this state do not make the right selection in this upcoming election, then they're going to deserve everything they're about to get, Alex, and you know it.
Well, Jim, I appreciate your call, but it's more than that. The national average was 35% like a year ago. I know it's growing with the CIA-run machines and the feds paying to put them in. And I know Texas is ahead of the curve on that. So people are trying. They're confused. So, Jim, if I get down there to vote, I'm not – Travis County, it's kind of a joke. Gennady Bois has been caught stealing elections, the county clerk. I mean, it's even been in the newspaper. And we've got the hardener civic machines here. So as far as I'm concerned, there's not voting in Travis County. I mean, we should all go out on election day and protest and point out that this is government run. So I don't know what to say to you. But, yeah, Jim, I mean, you'd be an interesting governor, I tell you that. I'll definitely vote for you. People should vote for you if they live in a county where they still have a real election. See, we got to admit how bad it is. You know, I think a lot of it's just admitting that we're in a quite a pickle here. There's a better way of saying it, but I won't. Jason in Maryland, you're on the air, Jason.
Hi, Alex.
Do me a gigantic favor and turn that radio off.
There's no radio.
Okay, well, I heard something blaring in the background.
That was a television.
Okay, go ahead, sir.
I was wondering if you could explain to me, I read what William Cooper had to say about this, and I'd like to know if you know what will happen under page 6 of the Homeland Security with FEMA and everything, if there's another real bad attack like you're saying might happen, you know, with all the funeral homes being geared up and everything, what would happen in the few days following that with our government and our infrastructure?
Okay, thanks for the call. Let me comment on that. They'll probably have small bioreleases where only a few hundred people die, maybe even less, but there's lots of hysteria and freaking out and checkpoints on the highways, and we're locking cities and states down because they've told us what they'll do. This is what they've said. Not that they'll stage the small attack, but they'll tell us what they'll do in an attack. Lock down the states, lock down the cities, and then have lots of hysteria and fear and use that for a bigger crackdown and lockdown. Then a few years later, when you're least expecting it, when they're not hyping the fear, but they've got all the locales trained to go under federal control instantly, that's what this is all about, and the public trained to be totally fearful, and all the preachers recruited, which they're now doing, 13,000 plus counties, and all the mortuaries recruited, it's going to probably be something really deadly, and there will be dead bodies all over the place, and they're just going to let it run its course, and they'll be in their bunkers with their cures, and it's going to be bad. And they'll kill, well, they say they're going to kill half of us. They say the bird flu will kill half of us. I don't believe that. I believe it's a hoax. It's a drill, a warm-up, a Jim Jones Kool-Aid drill. But when they finally get around to the really big ones, it's a 90%. It's 85 to 95, depending on which document. But I think a lot of that's going to be in the third world. They'll probably just kill a few million of us here to get us licking their boots real nice. And then it's going to be open work government worship, and the president will be called the great leader, and it's going to be real tough.
It's here. After a year in production and traveling to distant lands, my new film, Terror Storm, is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, the White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Now you can enjoy the most delicious, freshest, and healthiest drinking water anytime, even while traveling, during outdoor sporting activities, and in hospital filtration environments such as local or national emergencies. The revolutionary Berkey Light removes pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and harmful or unwanted chemicals to below detectable levels. It also removes foul tastes and odors like that rotten egg smell of sulfide, and it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving in the healthful and nutritional minerals your body needs. The Berkey Light is so powerful it can purify raw, untreated water from remote lake streams and stagnant ponds. The Berkey Light is transparent and glows in the dark with its rechargeable LED lighting system, so it can be used as a night light or camp light.
Get the Berkey Light Purifier for only $279 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438, or order on the web at berkeywater.com. Not yet available in Iowa.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
Coming up in 5 minutes, Jonathan Mosley joins us. I'm going to try to keep him the whole hour. He wrote this article yesterday on this 5th September anniversary. On this 5th September 11th anniversary, some hate Bush will gather in New York to profane the memory of 3,000 victims. And it's headlined, 911 Bush Bashers. And he goes on to say, many 9/11 conspiracy peddlers spontaneously slander the Jews without rhyme or reason. And they claim that he claims that in an email, Jim Fetzer said that to him, which I don't believe. Fetzer now in a news release he's put out that we have up on Infowars.com. Excuse me, it's not there yet. My webmaster had an emergency. It's on JonesReport.com, only place you can get that. And we have Professor Jones' response as well to Mr. Mosley. And, I mean, there's a whole bunch of stuff in here. He claims that Professor Stephen Jones, during the C-SPAN piece, said there's no peaceful way to achieve the group's goals. Well, everybody knows that he's mild-mannered and said nothing about no way peaceful stuff can, you know, get our goals. And goes on to claim that he wants a violent overthrow of the government. That's not true. So, I mean, this article is amazing. He uses straw man arguments to claim that it was a big Jew bashing fest on the C-SPAN, but it wasn't. He doesn't mention anybody specifically other than Fetzer. He claims that was doing this. He claims our goal is to convince Americans that there's no foreign enemies. We can now drop our guard, stop defending America, don't be ready to fight. Such stuff helps Americans' enemies to be more effective in attacking the United States. So see, we're trying to help Al-Qaeda now, ladies and gentlemen. This is just a horrible article, and I read into this deeper and deeper and deeper. So we're going to have him on. We're going to have this guy on with us coming up here at the start of this next segment, and I hope we have time to take your calls. If he leaves us early, at the bottom of the hour, we'll be able to go to your calls then. And I may even go to calls while he's on with us. The number to join us is 1-800-259-9231. And I think I'm going to let one of the people being accused here face his accuser. And I think we're going to have Jim Fetzer on in about 20 minutes to ask a few questions or make a few statements back at Jonathan Mosley. Mosley also has this statement, quote, after debating these characters extensively, and he goes on to name me first, I believe people need to know who they really are. And then he goes on to list the characters. He's never debated me. And I wanted to debate him yesterday on the phone, but he had to get off. He's a lawyer. So he'll be joining us here in a few minutes. Before I end this segment, there's a big 9/11 event coming up. One night only, next Saturday. Not this Saturday, next Saturday. 9 days from now in downtown Dallas at the historic and beautiful Lakewood Theater. I'll show my new film, Terror Storm. I'll give a speech and take questions and comments for an hour. I will then introduce Jim Mars, professor, author of the new book, The Terror Conspiracies, that we'll have available there. He'll give an hour-long speech. Then we'll show about 35 minutes of video I shot in Canada, never before seen, of the Bilderberg Group. And then we'll have some live music. So it's an event you don't want to miss. $10.50 coming up this next Saturday. And that's very cheap for an event this big. That just helps us break even. Tickets are still available at Infowars.com. By the way, my new film, Terror Storm, is out and is available, the official DVD, with 66 minutes of extras on the almost two-hour film. So it's almost 3 hours long total. That DVD is available now at Infowars.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139. And no matter how hard the neocons fight, get the DVD of Terror Storm, make copies, and know every time you do, you're hurting the people that carried out this attack.
This broadcast is available on MP3 CD format at GCNlive.com or call toll-free 877-300-7645. Terror.